almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go back to the impeachment. You know, I took a look very closely at the interview with Senator Cassidy of Louisiana. He is the odd man out. He is the one nobody suspected would vote to permit this to go forward. So it was 56-44 instead of 55-44. Remember, 50 of it are the Democrats. So when 55-44 just means that five Republicans came on our side, and Murkowski, Toomey, Collins, Sass, and Romney were known to agree that this is an impeachable offense and should go forward. But Cassidy was the odd man out. Cassidy is from Louisiana. Now, Louisiana, I love Louisiana. I don't know if you've ever been to Louisiana. Go to New Orleans. I'll tell you, I have friends in Louisiana. I've been to New Orleans. I love the food in New Orleans, love the people in New Orleans. But Louisiana has a very strange political history. Very, very strange. I'll tell you how strange the Louisiana political history is. They had a governor named Edwards who was a crook. He was a crook, spent time in prison, stole money, took bribes. It's very reminiscent of the Huey Long era back in the 30s when he was sadly assassinated, but he was the governor of Louisiana, and people thought he was a credible opponent to Franklin Roosevelt. He was a far out progressive in those days. It would mean far out libertarian is the sense that they used it. And so what they have now, they have this guy, Edwin Edwards, crook. Well, there's a Republican primary against him. This is many years ago. You know, you're going back 30 years. And a guy named David Duke improbably gets the Republican nomination. David Duke was a member of the Nazi Party. He was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He's one of the Kleagles in the Ku Klux Klan. This guy is a Republican nominee. This is something the Republican Party agonized over back then. Now they wouldn't agonize over it. Now they'd support him. But back then they agonized, and George H.W. Bush was the president at the time, and he went into Louisiana and told everybody to vote for Edwards, the crook, the Democrat who'd been in prison for bribes. But they couldn't have a Nazi. They could not have a Kleagle in the Ku Klux Klan. And a bumper sticker in Louisiana back then, it said, vote for the crook. It's important. Can you imagine in Wisconsin having that? Vote for the crook. It's important. That's what they had in Louisiana. So Louisiana right now has two senators. They have a guy named Kennedy. Sadly, his name is John Kennedy. He's no relation. Believe me, no relation. Right-wing nut. And a guy named Cassidy. John Kennedy was a Democrat, but he stuck his finger in the wind and he went the other way, and he's solidly with Trump now. But Cassidy looks like he has a conscience. And I think what happened, here's my view of why Cassidy jumped, why we got six Republican votes instead of five this time. And that is, no human being could watch that video. Forget everything else, just watch the video. And not have his heart go out and think, you know something, our country was attacked, and this president was the guy that launched the attack, and he's got to get out of there. And Cassidy has moderate overtones, which for Louisiana simply means he occasionally displays traces of humanity. And he was one of the ones who met with Biden, some of the other Republicans, to see if they could work out a COVID relief plan that the Republicans could support. So the guy is not a complete nut, and it's clear that his conscience was moved. And I think that there are a lot of others who probably felt the same way, but they're not as gutsy as Cassidy. Although I'll say for Cassidy, he just got reelected. He has 6 years to let this thing work out. If he were up next year, I don't know if he would have done this. And why do I say that it's important that there's a big difference between a secret vote and a public vote? And let me give you an example. Liz Cheney, the number three in the House Republican caucus, the number three, right after Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, and Steve Scalise, the number two. Scalise is also from Louisiana. Liz Cheney, daughter of Dick Cheney, she voted with the Democrats, one of the 10 of them, to impeach. And she's under a lot of pressure back home now. The Trump people are outraged. But McCarthy did one thing that was smart. I think he's dumber than a bag of rocks, and I think that he has betrayed this country by questioning the election. But the one smart thing he did in his caucus is this. There was a move to throw her out of leadership. And he had a secret vote on that. And in the secret vote, she got, you know, two-thirds supporting her, and McCarthy supported her. If it had been a public vote, I think they would have voted her out of leadership. The point is this. There is a large pack of wolves in the Republican primaries. They are the ones who are full frontal, 24/7, 100% Trump. Trump endorses somebody, they're for him. If Trump, even on his own vice president, who is the biggest sycophant in the world to Trump, meekly says, well, Mr. President, I can't overturn that election. I have a ceremonial role. If I had a cold and were sick, they'd grab somebody else. They're just supposed to read the certifications from the 50 states, and that's what counts. Based on that, the crowd shouts, hang Mike Pence. Trump says he's a traitor and didn't do what he's supposed to do. That's the kind of power Trump has. So with a lot of these people publicly, in a billion years, they're not going to criticize Trump, deviate from him. They will do anything he says, including Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy was the leader of the Republicans in the House who voted against the certification of the results of the election, said they were fraudulent. Kevin McCarthy, something like 140 House members betrayed the country, led by him. However, he knew very well that Liz Cheney had character. If they threw her out, what was going to happen? If they throw Liz Cheney out, that is a stain on the Republican Party that will kill them in the next election. So he goes, okay, we're going to have a secret vote. And everybody breathes a sigh of relief. Nobody says, you can't have a secret vote. We want a public vote, because they didn't want the pressure. And then she sneaks back in 2-1. The same thing would happen in this impeachment, except by law, the conviction phase has to be public. Every hack who wants to be president, Hawley, the lizard man, Cruz, even, you know, I believe Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, even Lindsey Graham and little Marco Rubio and all of them, they would stick a knife in Trump so fast to make your head spring. Remember Caesar, A2 Brute, and down he goes. Brutus comes up and sticks a knife in him. They would stick a knife in him in a minute. Wormwood once said that, with Cruz anyway, that if Cruz were shot on the Senate floor, there would be 99 witnesses who didn't see anything. And Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, also said that Trump is a vicious, incompetent, fraudulent bigot. And then he changes his tune pretty quick. So that's what's happening up there. It's entirely political. They're worried about the wolves in the Republican primary. And the effort of Raskin and the Democrats is, you'd better fear the wolves in the general election. A lot of people, not just Democrats, but independents, moderate Republicans who are not right-wing nuts and who don't like this stuff. They don't like violence, and they like the peaceful transfer of power. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Country Road.